The Victorian Parliament has voted to remove abortion from the Crimes Act. The conscience vote in the upper house went 23 votes to 17, and it means abortion will be decriminalised. Supporters of the change say today's vote means women who have abortions will no longer be considered criminals. Opponents say that unless the bill's amended before a final vote, it will make criminals out of doctors who have a conscientious objection to abortion. Simon Lauder reports.
After weeks of heavy public campaigning and hours of emotional parliamentary debate, today's conscience vote prompted an outburst from the public gallery. The president of the upper house called security when there were shouts of "There is blood on your hands and there will be retribution."
Ma'am, please, restrain yourself. Where is the security remover anyway?
Greens MP Colleen Hartland has been one of the most vigorous campaigners for the legalisation of abortion in Victoria. She speaks from personal experience.
The first thing I thought of was, I'm no longer a criminal, and other women in Victoria can no longer be branded as criminals because we want to take control over our fertility and want to take control over our lives.
The president of Pro-Life Victoria, Denise Cameron, rejects the argument that women should always have a right to choose what they do with their own bodies.
You know, as has been repeatedly stated from scientific fact, that it's not her body. It's just like, as the great geneticist Jerome Lejeune used to say, you can do what with your car what you want to do with it, but you cannot do with the passenger what you want to do with it. We know that the baby is independent of the mother.
Abortion is still in the criminal code in New South Wales and Queensland, and there are also restrictions in South Australia. The new Victorian laws will mean any fetus of 24 weeks gestation or less can be aborted, and after that a woman would need the consent of two doctors. Dozens of possible amendments to the bill are now being debated, but the Premier, John Brumby, says he's confident it will go to a final vote unchanged.
It's my strongly held view that we need to modernise this law, that it's a law that many women in our state find offensive. We cast the law so that it wasn't changing current practice, so that it did reflect current clinical practice, but what it does is takes out of the criminal code that particular procedure.
Some MPs are proposing amendments to make the general threshold for abortions less than 24 weeks gestation. Some want women to undergo compulsory mental health checks before an abortion, and some want doctors to be given more freedom to object. If the proposed amendments fail, doctors who object to abortion will have to refer women to a doctor who has no such objection. Denise Cameron from Pro-Life Victoria says that would put some doctors in an impossible position.
What is Mr. Brumby going to do with the doctors and nurses who refuse to refuse to obey this law? Is he going to put them in jail? He hasn't told us yet. What is the penalty for refusing to kill your patients?
Joan Kerner says when she was the Victorian Premier, there wasn't enough support from MPs to decriminalise abortion, and she's waiting for the final vote before she celebrates.
The amendment on conscience is not an amendment on conscience, in fact. It's an amendment to undermine the bill. And the amendment on weeks to take it back to 22 would make it extraordinarily difficult for women who discover abnormalities in the late term to actually have an abortion.
Wouldn't you say, though, that the main battle for proponents of this has been won?
I never, never think the vote is over till the final vote is taken. I've been around far too long for that.
Catholic Health Australia, which operates 15 hospitals across Victoria, says if the bill is not amended, it will revise its own admission procedures to ensure that doctors aren't made to choose between referring a woman for an abortion and civil disobedience.
Simon Lauder.